everybody.
Fucking look, Jessie and me.
Didn't know you were doing that.
She said she was 12.
She said she was 12.
Did we not say we were talking of it and at applause?
Yeah, but we just didn't, did we?
Well, I did. And they pressed button exactly the same time as I started talking.
So Dan's still getting used to his buttons.
Yeah, we fucked that round up, didn't we?
Back in the room.
Morning, everybody. Afternoon, evening.
Afternoon, evening.
Can I say something?
Happy weekend, sure.
Something feels a bit weird this morning. It's a bit different.
What's that?
It is a bit different, yeah. We're not in usual recording studio, are we? I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Although we have been here, that's making some right noise, that.
That's not turned on.
Something were making a right noise and you were moving.
So where are we? Who are we?
And Josh's gaff, aren't we?
Yeah, we've been here once before, aren't we? Well, you have. And Priesty did it, didn't we? When Matt were away. Were in Cyprus? I think it when he were in Cyprus, weren't it? On his jolly bob.
Selfish fucker.
No, fancy going away
and leaving the pod.
Took himself away this weekend, didn't he? Where's he gone?
Watch football or something, didn't he?
Liverpool.
He's going to Liverpool Legends versus Ajax Legends.
What a waste of time.
That'd be a good game, that.
It's
probably charity game, is it?
Probably,
I don't know.
Probably will be a charity game, won't it?
It'll just be Robbie Fowler and Ian Rush. That's pretty much it, isn't it?
Gerrard!
Legends forever.
I think Sven-Goran Eriksson's manager of Liverpool, innit? Because he always wanted to manage Liverpool, but he's dying, innit?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's like on death's door.
I don't do football.
No, well, I don't really, but I know that.
It must be like 100 by now.
He's on death's door and he always wanted to manage Liverpool, so I feel like he's managing the Liverpool squad.
Right.
Because dying.
It's like his make-a-wish type thing, isn't
it? Yeah, basically. He's like, oh, I wish I could have managed Liverpool. Or, where is he from? He's Swedish, isn't he?
I think so.
I wish I could have managed Liverpool.
That started out quite Swedish. Went pretty Indian quick.
Did it?
We'll have to have like a tally of nationalities that we offend as we go along.
What you lot couldn't see then, Josh was like shaking his head side to side when he said Liverpool.
I'm not best at accents. Should practice. But
no, don't. Just do it on the fly and hope for the best.
Yeah, it's probably best, isn't it?
No Matt this week, so you're going to have to make weird noises to compensate for Matt not being
I can't make weird noises like fucking Matt.
So Josh is here.
We've got one saved still that we can use.
Bobo's got
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bobo's got a full house then, apart from Matt. So there's me, Josh. Then?
Got me. I'm Ashley. Back in the room.
Josh is back in the room. Ash is back for me.
Fucking back in the room.
Welcome back, Chappers. Ash.
Oh, sorry to disappoint you guys.
So where's Chappers today? Could he not make it?
He did message me and he's like...
Where's the commitment?
No, he did actually say to me on the CB, he was like, well, I'm Shall a bit closer, aren't I? So do you reckon I should just stand in for you? I was like, you can fuck off.
He messaged me and he put... Bless him. He says, do I have to bring a takeaway or are we getting one while we're there? He said, you're welcome anytime,
Top
mate.
Guy, he did me a solid last week, didn't he? By standing in.
I was dead surprised, me. You didn't even know it were happening.
No.
Oh, that little skit where he was pretending he was at a garden centre looking at sheds and just walked through.
I thought he genuinely were. I thought he were out and about.
Yeah.
Should have seen his face.
I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
Well, because we've got all his new kit and stuff. I could hear something echoing in the background and I'm like, lifting my headphones off and I'm going,
fuck's that?
You know, like, proper TV style, like, open mouth, like, just looking into thin air, thinking, is that me or what? And then door just walks.
Why do you go and check that shed out, Chappers?
Did you rehearse that?
Was the idea. He'd sent a message saying, well, we could do something like this, like I'm out shopping for sheds. And then I'm like,
Were it like a last minute thing?
No.
Because he were coming, weren't he?
Yeah, well,
Ash were coming.
We planned it for weeks before and then let me take that off at the table because it's vibrating. Yeah, we planned it weeks before, but then Brownie said he weren't going, and then Matt had even like kind of said, oh, it's going to be a good one.
He had said that, I was meant to be there.
But I got stuck at work.
Explain to us what happened. I went through a brief thing, but
so I had a 1 p.m. collection from Normanton, the range, and I didn't get out of there until I think it was about 5:30, 6:00. So I'd sat there from about 12:30
on a Friday.
I was
five on a Friday,
absolutely spewing. And then because I was still in time to get one of them off. It was like, just go get one of them off, do the other one in the morning, then run back up. Then I got stuck in traffic on the MCC. I didn't even finish work until that about 5 o'clock that night.
You told me about that, didn't you? Weren't that the Amazon truck that got head-on crashed into?
Someone driving the wrong way down the bloody M62.
Fuck, can you imagine?
It's got to be suicide, that, hasn't it?
I don't know, you know, because old people fuck it up all the time, don't they? And just diddling along.
But I'm glad that I didn't find out that Chappers was coming, because that would have properly spoilt my day. If it weren't ruined enough, like I'd have been the one driving the wrong way down the motorway.
After the last record, I rang you, didn't I? I was following Chappers up M18, and it was so hard for me not to say, I'm just following Chappers up M18.
Yeah.
Right, hard for me not to say.
Totally gutted.
But yeah, that crash were a bit rough, weren't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know not about it until you mentioned it.
But it was shut all night.
You see stuff, don't you, every now and again on Matrix are saying, like, oncoming vehicle, and you're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, what's happening?
But I was coming down the A1 near Borough Bridge, and that sign came on, and it went like 50, 30, 40, 30, 20, oncoming vehicle.
Very quick.
Like, what's going off here? And then eventually, there was a car facing the wrong way on the hard shoulder, surrounded by police cars.
Steve did a wide turn on the A1.
So is it like oncoming vehicle because it's crashed and now facing wrong way, so maybe there's no lights, stuff like that.
Or they joined the motorway the wrong way.
Or they have joined the wrong... That's what I always assume. I always assume someone's just ploughing down the wrong way.
Well, I'd seen it once, you know, roundabout Bonnet Parkway. I don't know, I always forget what junction number it is because I always go straight on.
32. No, 33.
Is it?
Parkway is 33, yeah.
M1, yeah.
I were going, when Receiver were up there, I were going across there and to work. One coming all the way around roundabout wrong way, and they come where them lights are for me to get onto partway. They'd come in front of me, old people.
Jesus Christ.
Let's play some prejudice bingo. There was in a Nissan Almera.
I don't need
to say anything. So they went roundabout in front of me, and then wrong side round traffic lights, obviously, and then went down on ramp over the off ramp. And one they went down that way.
It baffles me how they do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this rings me back to what I mentioned in one of the other episodes, is like, at what point do we have to go? Do you know what? You've got to have some sort of assessment at like 60 onwards every few years.
It's always wait until it's failed, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Wait until they've hit something, or they're going the wrong way down the M1.
Yeah. Or until they get to
we need to take your licence off you now because you actually can't fucking see.
Or until they get to like 75, 80 and go to opticians, and then they go, I'm reporting you to DVLA because you cannot see.
Yeah, you've got 3% vision in your fucking left ear.
Well, that happened to a relation of Ben's. I don't know how old he is, 70 odd, but they went, you can't see. Like, we're reporting you to DVLA. And he's fuming.
Yeah.
It's like absolutely fuming. But can't see end up on it.
Yeah.
I saw you over there, Graham, I waved. Didn't see you.
Yeah.
No, it's because you can't. Did you see that thing that flew past front of you? No, I didn't see it. No. And then they're in shock that they can't drive.
Yeah.
But what happens when they're driving past a school or something and kids are running out, which they do?
Yeah. Kids are stupid.
Slow reactions.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Kids that have got the earpods in, looking down at the phone, walking out from in front of the bus or whatever.
It's just any person now, isn't it?
There was a fatality in our local village because of that.
There.
Yeah, person who hit the kid weren't speeding or anything, but she just walked out. Literally just walked out.
Yeah, I went to Leeds this week and did a site assessment for a school to do...
tax
thing and take truck into school. And the reason they're pushing for it is because one of their students got run over a few months ago.
And child safety?
And child safety, yeah. One of their kids had been run over, and she said it was... sole kid's fault, ran out in front of a car and were pretty bad, like been off school for like a couple of months, recovery and that, and only just made it through. And they said they weren't even speeding either again, like 20 mile an hour being hit by a car.
Yeah.
Imagine 20 mile an hour being hit by a bus or a truck.
Yeah.
It's mental, isn't it?
Isn't Goebbels trying to get speed put down or a camera or something in his village?
I think so. General Councillor Goebbels.
He's trying to do something like that.
I think so, yeah.
But they always say that it's like waiting for an accident to happen to justify.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're trying to stop somebody dying.
Reactive.
Oh, somebody's died.
Exactly,
let's not.
Yeah. It's
prevention is better. It's a
backwards system, isn't it? It's all backwards. Mm. They don't go out until it's like, oh, well, actually, that did happen, so now we'll put something in place.
Or they then jump to a massive, big overreaction, like they did in Wales, and say, right, blanket 20 mile an hour everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Or London. You know, the city of London's the same, isn't it?
Is it? London, not that you can get off. Past that anyway.
No. Can't get good luck 20. Getting above 20, yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked his London. Yeah. Done with that now, aren't you?
Yeah, for now. I'm glad that job's done.
Although I don't know how more people don't die for how they move around you.
It's ridiculous, aren't they?
It's so stupid.
It's so bad.
Am I right in thinking that there's no license or no rules surrounding scooters? You know, you can go through red lights. No, the proper scooters. You know, like Uber Eats people.
Yeah, laws don't apply.
Red lights.
No, they do apply.
They do apply. If they've got like an Uber Eats box or something like that on the back, it's just everyone for London themselves. Fine.
I've seen three people on one when I was there.
Did you?
Yeah.
I lost count of the amount of times that I pulled up to a red traffic light and a scooter came past me. I was already stopped at the red light and it came past me, zigzagging between traffic, slowed down to the red light and just went... No, I'm busy and I've got somewhere to be. It just stuff on. Went on, I'm like...
But do you know these peds though? Like, how many times have you seen a copper on a ped or motorbike in London?
Never.
Never. They're always in cars.
Yeah. They ain't catching no
or on foot. Yeah, they're not they catching, ain't catching no them. No. So they're like, fuck you.
They're not even trying to.
No. It's like if you went belting past a cop car around here, like absolutely screaming past it. Say you were on M1 and maybe not M1, but... some sort of dual carriageway, mad mile down near Crystal Peaks.
Yeah.
That's not A57, I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. Screaming past one down there, by the time you've got to end it, copper would be a little dot in your mirror and they'd just go, some sort of blue motorbike flew past me, keep your eyes out. Like, you wouldn't see it.
No.
You see loads with no number plates on the back.
Yeah,
therefore, that's a big thing.
Them little flip
trace
things.
It, can they?
Or do you mean the ones that are like have just removed it and kids riding around with no helmets on?
You can fold them over and you have like a little number plate. It's like folded in the middle and then you clip it shut. There was a video of this bird doing it. You know when women on TikTok like wear like leather pants and stuff and have GoPro behind them, so it's like facing down on their arse.
Never ever seen this before.
I've been told about it.
Yeah.
And well, this woman gets off with big heel boots and kicks her leg over the top, and then a cop car pulls in at side of her, and then she's got a camera on her as well.
Yeah.
So she like shuffles around back and just flicks number plate back open again, and before she gets busted.
Have you not seen them digital ones though? I'm guessing they're like in America, in like warm places, and it'll just be like a little digital screen.
Little screen.
And then you could just constantly change the number plate all the time, or switch it off.
Just have it flickering.
Get like magnetic leaves and all
there's all sorts of stuff.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah. I've seen people sellotaping leaves over there.
I've seen all that sort of stuff.
Blue tack.
Super glued it.
Well, do you remember when me and you went to Sheffield United game? And I got that parking ticket in the same week that I got a parking ticket from Morrison's car park with you.
You don't learn your lesson, do you?
Where am I following?
Well, you told me to park in Morrison's car park.
I'm not sure.
You did? Just park in Morrison's? Because we had done it before and we were all right.
They changed rules, didn't they?
They changed rules.
Parked near Morrison's.
So in the same week, I got two parking tickets. And then my uncle were like, why don't you just like stick a sleeve off a coat over your number plate hanging out a boot so it just didn't see your camera on my out? I didn't think of that. I didn't think, this is going to get me.
Plus number plate's actually on the door, isn't it?
I don't know where it is, but I could have done something. Could have just stuck something over it and then just drove out and then just took it off.
That's right, until I see your front one, though, isn't it?
I have a removable number plate on the back, you know, like in a trailer, so when they're pulling, like the people might do when they're pulling to services and they stop at our children.
In the services, you know, when they get the AMPR for the parking?
Oh, yeah.
The Irish boys come in with the front, the old Scanias. The front drops down, doesn't it? So you can stand on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Drop that down, it covers the number plate.
Right,
I was like, hey, mate, your front of your truck's flapped down. He was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I, if you come out of here, out at Village, and then go a couple of back ways towards Chesterfield, Barbara and stuff, you can nip up service lane to Woodall.
You can.
And there's always cameras in there. And at first I'm like, oh, that's because I'm using service lane. And it isn't. That's, again, just AMPR. So you don't. Go in there and park all night and not get caught.
Mm.
So now I use that service lane all the time. If it's gone 7 o'clock in the morning and I'm heading up to work, I'll avoid Junction 31 and I'll just jump on at Woodall and go through, and it's a lot quicker.
And just go, fucking meow.
I know. I've done it coming off sometimes as well. Yeah. If I've been bringing truck home or whatever, off at Woodall, down service lane, and I'm here in like 3 minutes.
Mm.
It's great. But it's one of them that you just need to know. Because if you do it in every service, as some of them do have barriers on, you're like, oh, no.
I think I came into Clackett Lane the wrong way once.
Did you?
I put it in the sat-nav. Luckily, I was driving rigid because I'd have been fucked if I was in an Arctic. And I got going down this back road. I thought, oh, this ain't fucking right. There's no way that the services is at the end of this road. And I thought, anyway, I'm just going to follow it. And yeah, it took me in the back way.
And me and
barriers and all that lot. And
I like it in back way.
Oh, I do. Best way.
Me and Bram went at Ridges yesterday.
Hey, what?
Where did you go? Anywhere good?
Chelmsford.
Yeah, Chelmsford.
And it was one of them again where it's like, oh, where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going? Two roads away, and I go, fucking hell, I've been here loads. Been here like two or three times. Didn't even realise.
And then he was like, right, down there, left there, straight to the bottom. Then he knew where we were.
It just takes one of them roads to just go, oh, I know where I am.
Hang on a minute.
Happens all the time.
Especially when you get in a van, so it's not worrying.
Well, that's it, yeah. I always think that, because I think, like, Briggs here doesn't like being in rigids, and Chris doesn't like being in rigids, but he's about 7 foot tall.
It's horrible. Chris is 7 foot tall tree, innit?
But I really don't mind him, because I'm getting paid the same for half a day's work, and I know I'm not going to get stuck anywhere.
Well, it's not half a day's work, it's half a load.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much half a day's work, though, isn't it? You ain't got to tip a full load.
There's not many of them, is there?
But the cabin space is non-existent, so the seats are uncomfortable.
It's hard when there's two of you. Because obviously cramps, there's a lot more stuff. Oh, I did note but moan. Oh, I'm in a Scania. Oh, I'm in a Scania. These Scania's are shit.
Seat, telling the you. Passenger seat in a Scania is just like a stool with a back on it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
horrible.
Honestly, they I had cramp. Horrible, back of my leg was
didn't
aching.
Didn't warrant all that moaning, though.
Of course it did. Much. Yeah, I did.
Shit. But I think I would moan, but I did pose the question to him, because Pav's bought a house in Halifax.
Oh.
And he's obviously planning on leaving at some point.
There's some travel there.
He says it's 56 minutes on motorbike. Fuck something like that.
And that's so when he's doing 120 on his motorbike.
He's not moving till like August or something like that, June or.
But even still, that's 2 hours extra on his days.
Exactly.
He'd have 7 hour days now.
And but Pav likes a long day, doesn't he?
I don't think he likes it, but he don't mind it.
Yeah.
But
I think this is jumping over the point where he's like, it's actually a bit.
No.
It's getting far. Yeah,
he has said to me that he is looking. There's just not much around at the minute that'll pay what we get paid. I put the question to Dan there. If he leaves, then that puts Dan or Jeff in for moving up to IHAB. So
it's not a given, but it's not a given.
But you and Jeff are the next two, I don't think Jeff is remotely interested in Crane at all.
Do you not?
No, I don't think so. Maybe he is. I don't know. I've not really spoken to him. He doesn't talk to me anymore. I don't know if I've mentioned it. But
I was with him. He was saying.
But and then I said to Dan, "What are you going to do? Are you going to take the pay rise and go back into a shitty little Scania for potentially 18 months, a year, 18 months? But and then you'll get a brand new one."
Yeah, but when?
Well, we had this discussion at Town Hall yesterday, but it's going to be minimum. They're not going to be ordering any till October next year.
Can you not disclose this information to me, because I'm no longer an employee? Yeah.
you did get mentioned, though, didn't I?
So it's still a year and I don't know, weren't there?
Oh, yeah, you went there. You were just swanned off as well.
Why didn't you turn up?
Because I had a tyre to fix.
Yeah, you did. Cord's hanging out of your tyre, weren't you? Yeah.
But I did say to Dan, like, what would you do? Would you come back into a shitty Scania and have pay rise and then a new truck later on, or would you stay in your Volvo just because it's comfortable? A bit more comfortable.
The comfort and the fridge.
Fuck the Scania.
And the space. Is very appealing.
I think your iced teas in summer.
Oh, no.
Can have actual ice cubes in
it. I wouldn't be able to leave my Volvo now for one of them Scania.
Even for a pay rise and a new truck in 18 months?
No. It still wouldn't be the same spec as what I've got, would it?
£2,000 pay rise.
Well, I don't know. If ours now was the spec that you was in.
Is Eddie going to have them fitted with TVs and coffee makers?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm trying to put it on the same sort of scale. So to put it into your perspective then, if James was to say to you, right, I want you to move into this 19 plate that's not digital, it's not got a coffee machine and all that lot, but I'll pay you an extra £3,000.
No.
An extra three grand button then plus...
If it was £3,000
plus a new truck in 18 months, you'd just happily stay in yours.
I'd have to consider it, wouldn't I?
Believe it or not, this is the discussion.
All right. You should have mentioned it, Josh.
Yeah, this is a discussion. You think about what he's saying and then you answer it.
Yeah.
It's actually difficult.
It is difficult
because I, again, in your position, wouldn't know because I do like a truck.
It's a moral compass, isn't it? It's like sort of like, do I earn the better money? Or do I live comfortably?
Exactly. And
for 6 months.
Yeah.
For some people, it's, I don't give a shit what I drive, as long as I'm earning the money.
But at the end of the day,
Matt would
go to work.
But he would avoid the work on the IHAB. Yeah. He'd want the money, wouldn't be bothered about the truck, But then he won't want to use the iHab. Would he?
I don't know. I like using iHab. I do enjoy it because I enjoy the feeling of being able to do something on my own, especially if you've had a hard job.
I did a thing. Yeah. I moved it from there to there.
Like I've picked this up. I've brought it here. I've managed to take it off safely and put it on the floor in one piece and then pack it all up and complete the job without breaking anything, without
nobody
needing help from anybody.
Well, you did break something the other day, though, didn't you?
I didn't break it.
It broke.
But I'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
It did I didn't break it, but it broke.
But at the end of the day, we go to work to earn a living.
To work, yeah.
Yeah.
And appointed, didn't I?
Pointy.
Pointy again.
No, not pointy.
Yeah, but it's fine, obviously that's the whole point is to earn the monies and, you know,
suck
it up and drive, you know, arguably shitter lorry to earn a bit more money than it's... Probably the decision, isn't it?
But. You are doing some jobs because, like, you did obviously one yesterday. You've got one Monday.
And I know I like to joke and moan and go, "I'm not even getting paid to do this higher," but I do
don't
like
think you're joking.
Well, I am a little bit. I like the higher.
He's not getting paid to do that, but he's also getting paid to sit at home.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah. And all right, Eddie. Fucking hell.
If we quantify how many hours I owe,
that is the thing, isn't it? Yeah. It's all a big fucking balance.
See, I did 30 hours this week, including a breakdown.
I don't know how many hours I've done this week, but I've only worked four days.
Talk
but
about
I'd 100% done that by fucking Thursday morning.
Yeah, see, I had a breakdown on...
And I was off on Wednesday.
What day did I have? Did I break down? Thursday. Thursday, I think it was.
Yeah, you sat there for 5 hours, didn't you?
Yeah, right. So we check trucks all every morning, and I've not had crane out all week this week.
No, it was Wednesday.
Were it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, I've not had crane out, but I know Tuesday I fired it up because it were a bit cold.
Choo-choo.
So I fired crane up in morning to get all revs up and stuff, warm engine through. So I know it worked, but I'd not had crane out for like Monday, Tuesday, even Friday before. Not had it out for a few days, but it fired up and worked. So I didn't like get it all out. I just checked that there's no leaks and stuff. So then Wednesday, I take 60 foots to... a place called Coates Heath near Stoke. And I went down there and it were one of these where you go in one way, and then I ain't getting out without taking these rails off.
Uh-huh.
Like, so it were, they're coming off, otherwise I'm stuck here. Guy turns up, yeah, just stick them up floor there, mate. I went, well, you don't need to hang about if you want, because I weren't actually inside in Java, like on outside.
Right.
So I says, well, you don't actually need to hang about, you can fuck off if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, signs me paperwork. So I like, as a 15-minute...
That he's successfully received the product.
Yeah, I had a 15-minute, I had a cup of coffee and stuff because I thought I may as well have that now. Then it starts engine up, PTO comes on, goes round to the crane, presses the button, fuck all.
No power.
No lights, no nothing. I'm like, what's that? Is it me emergency? Has somebody pressed emergency stops thinking? Yeah. Funny. Flicks all emergency stops out. Messing about, presses it. Nothing.
Mm.
Like, oh, no. And then I'm thinking, did I check that this morning? No, I didn't. I checked it yesterday morning, not this morning.
You flicked power on in truck, didn't you?
Yeah. So I did all this, And then I'm like, right, I'm just going to have to ring up and figure out what I'm going to do. Am I going to need a call out here or what? Rings up, Dave rings me back. Have you done this? Have you done that? Yeah, I've done it. I'm like, I'm stood here, racking my brain, thinking, am I stupid? And I've just forgot something.
Yeah.
Did all this. Not working. Fuck's sake.
I think Chris Smith had the same problem with his.
So we get
something to do with the ECU.
Right, so he gets a call out and guy rings me up at this were at 10:30 when I first rang office. 10:30 in the morning. Gets guy to ring me back at 11:00 from truck loaders. Yeah. What's it doing? No, it's doing this, that, and other, but it's not working. Right, it'll be 12:30 at best to get somebody to you. And I thought I weren't expecting 12:30, but I were expecting before 1:30.
Yeah.
12:30 comes, no. 1:30 comes, no. 2:00 comes, oh, no. God. I'm like, where the fuck are they?
I'd have been spewing.
2:35, kid turns up. He's like, I'm on road on the other side of the track, how do I get to you? Tells him how to get to me. He come down, looked at it. He's like, I said, somebody said to me that there's a box under dashboard, like an ECU type thing that the truck talks to the crane, but that had stopped working. And then he goes, yeah. Give me a minute, I'll plug my computer in. Da, da, da. Does that. He's like, yeah, it's that box. Goes in his van. He's like, you're lucky, mate. I mean, why is that event?
Got lost one.
I just saw one on shelf this morning and picked it up on off chance.
Fucking
hell. Like, it's a good job you did, mate. Otherwise, I'd either be sleeping here or dropping trailer here and fetching another crane tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because there were no way I could have got out at road.
Crackers, innit?
So I ended up spending 4.5 hours waiting for crane to be fixed. And then he plugged his thing in and then went, you can start tipping if you want, mate. I'll just keep doing this. So I had it three out of the four rails tipped before he'd finished and gone.
Fucking hell.
That's how quick I were tipping. Oh, like, for God's sake.
You've been in and out in about half an hour.
I should have been home for like half one, 2 o'clock, not still sat down there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what made my week up to a 30-hour week.
Oh, poor little Joshy. Like I say, I had Wednesday off, and probably by Thursday morning I'd have done, 30 hours.
Yeah.
By Thursday, I run 10.
10.
But again, I truck me in for service, so it's when that happens, you get like an easy week.
Was it at MOT?
Yeah. So they'd like just not done half the stuff they were supposed to do.
Have they not put beacons on or all that?
Not put beacons on. They changed my fairing thing on site, wind deflector.
Oh,
they
didn't change
it. Or did they take it off Steve's?
No.
Steve smashed his in.
He reversed in front of me yesterday as I was backing up, and I looked at his truck. I'm like, what the fuck have you done now?
Carnage, innit?
And then he wound his window down and he went, you want fucking me? I'm like, and sure. He started blaming trailer 8. I'm like, yeah.
It were though, mate. It were. It don't break in a straight line. Was it?
Fucking hell. Honestly.
It's just got no wind deflector all on.
Did he say what he'd done?
No, I actually don't think it is his fault. But
no, right.
When he's turned, he's gone to Summercoats.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got, you turn left there, and I think he's turned, wherever he's gone. He's had about a few left turns. And then he turned right at one point and didn't hear anything, but he'd heard some bangs beforehand, and turned left. And he then heard the psh, where all his fucking air's dumping out. So to his credit, he thought, I need to fucking move this out of the way quick. So he's like blocking two lanes and part of the other side of the road off where he's like gone over. So I don't actually know where he is. I think he must have been pulling into Summercoats. You know,
or reversing
where Burger Garage is on that road.
Yeah.
Where you like take off that road up.
Uh-huh.
To go around that corner. I think
he might not even got to Summercoats when he went.
No, I think it was close.
Okay.
So then all this, like, reversed back to wherever and got it out of the way. And just, it's fucking, the slider on trailer, I think that's come off at rails. And when he's gone around corner, it's all just fucking flowing off.
It can't, if it's locked in, it can't have come off the rails. If it's locked in, there's nowhere for it to go.
But if the rails are broke, if it's broken on inside, it just drops down, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do drop. I think that happened to Matt, didn't it? It happened to you as well. Yeah.
It happened to
just dropped off.
Your trailer, old trailer, Ashton, the guy who had it before you, it just disintegrated when you were moulding.
Yeah,
we were just driving through and it just
they are shit. Apart. Them floor coupling things. Yeah. Like, I said to Derek, I went, why don't you? Because he were on about it costing nearly $5,000 to repair this, like, floor coupling.
Take the fucker off.
I said, take it off. Fix airlines to middle.
Yeah, but you've got a big catwalk.
I said, you're going to gain like 6 to 8 inches then.
Yeah.
I said, and then that'll reduce the issue of snagged airlines and stuff. Well, I don't know if we can do that.
It's the bottom of the trailers. They've got like a fucking half an inch of extra steel on the end of the rail.
Yeah.
And I've caught my yellow airline under there before, but when I know I've screwed round tight, I've always got out and had a look.
Yes,
yeah. Just because I know it happens. But I think
and these new Volvos are closer.
They're very close.
To
the front of the trailer.
They're not got sliding fifth wheel.
No,
because not allowed to move them either.
Got to be the same for all of them, so they're all compatible. All trailers are all compatible. Well, clearly, our trailers aren't compatible.
Yeah. Well, they would be compatible. You just have to move your fifth wheel, wouldn't you? But they're not qualified.
They don't know our trailers, though, do they? No. When we fill in things in the morning, the box trailers that are on things.
It's quite funny that how it's like, oh, well, we need to do this right, we need to do that right. Yeah. Well, you haven't got one of these for us. Oh, just do that one. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's just that one is similar.
It is a fucking...
But is that three consecutive weeks where he's had a fuck up with his airlines? So,
has it?
My yellow one snapped.
He's disintegrated it this week. Last week, he busted an airline and he had issues with his braking systems.
Yeah.
And the week before that, busting airline.
I don't think it helps. He's a bit of a pudding as well, though, does it?
He is, yeah. So as soon as he rings up with somebody, it's instantly like, what the fuck have you done to
me? I ripped up my electrics. Well, my green airline, my green electrical Susie broke.
Yeah.
And that must have, I just got wrapped around one of my other Susies and pulled it tight and just snapped it.
Yeah. And that's why I think everyone should have Susie socks. So a few of the lads did have on the Scandias, didn't they?
Yeah.
Susie socks.
What's that? That like little cover?
Little yeah. sleeve, yeah.
So where they don't
it
hold...
just stops it from getting all wrapped up. Yeah, yeah. They're brilliant.
It would be better.
Yeah.
They had them on electrics.
Yeah, they're about a fiver. Yeah.
Last
you know what I mean?
Last time
I
broke...
to put them on though.
That's it, yeah. Last time mine broke, like when I'd broken it, because somebody else had inadvertently bent something that I didn't know had bent. Not what? Mentioning no names.
What are you looking at me for?
Because you did it.
No, I didn't.
You did?
I didn't.
All right.
That's how you do it.
Fucking Nana. He bends it and then I finished it off.
No, to be, you know, in my defence, it was my fault, sorry.
It's all right. I didn't notice it.
Josh does like to stretch his lines by himself, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've done it to yours, haven't I?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. No, I think what I just reversed under a trailer and got too close, hadn't I? And, I literally just nudged it.
Bent my A-frame too close to the crane and then when crane slewed round, it ripped the electric socket out.
But it's that tight normally, like I didn't even know I'd hit it.
That's
how tight it is. It's very neat.
I've run out of coffee.
You've run out of coffee?
I've run out of coffee, yeah.
We have one of these.
We have got some of these, haven't we?
Have an Ole.
Can I have a Ole, yeah?
Is it Holy or Holly?
Holly would be two L's, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it would, yeah.
Do you not know your phonics?
Holy water. Hey, holy water.
Yeah, we've
makes
started
sense
in...
now.
Aren't they clever, Ash?
Absolutely.
I'm going to say, Ash.
These Germans are
I
clever.
Hadn't made that connection either.
No.
Have you not?
No.
I've said a few things blatantly, obviously. Like, holy you water. Know, where it's obvious that like, this is what it is, and people have gone, oh, I never knew that way.
Don't let Phoebe drink any of this. She'll be like, ooh, it burns.
She'll be bouncing off the walls for days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've started an affiliation, haven't we, with this company?
We do.
And they sent us a big box of energy
basically,
drinks.
We get to taste all the different flavours,
don't we? Teas, hydration drinks.
Yeah, there's three categories in them, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's loads of flavours. I mean, I've tried the blackberry and...
Was that the hydration one?
No, I think it was an iced tea. I ain't got another sachet here, so I can't remember what name it was.
Cactus Camel. You tried that one?
No, there's a few that I've only really tried two. I think
personally, you're not a massive energy guy here, but
no, it's the sweetness and the stuff that I don't like of it.
Iced teas, although they've got the flavour, they're not like sweet like an energy drink.
But these, I can just put a bit more water in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you're buying a can or whatever, it is what it is in it, which is what I don't normally drink. But these hydration ones are banging. And they've also set up a couple of codes for us, haven't they? So if you went on there and bought like a starter pack and stuff, which is what we've been sent, and I think... We're ordering some as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we've tasted it.
See it like a shaker, so don't
you? Yeah, you get like a shaker and a few packs of things, but they've sent us a million different sachets to try, so there's no way I've even tried any of these yet.
How many do you get on a starter pack? Have you ordered one?
No, I ordered a shaker because we've got these lot to go through, haven't we? But
how many is in a box? What are you looking at?
How many is in a box?
14 servings.
14, yeah.
14.
Says, on here, it says, feel good, fruitylicious, no bullshit.
No bullshit. I like that. And I like the fact that they're not like so sweet and high in sugar in that, like a lot of stuff is.
Caffeine's about the same.
There's hardly any calories in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, next
it's
to
sugar
no calories.
Free, isn't it? It's all sweeteners, I think.
Yeah.
They're banging. I'm going to make one up in a minute. When we have a break, I'm going to make a couple up and we can taste test and share flavours.
Well, what you can do is you can buy like a... You know, these boxes with all the different flavours. Find out which flavour you like, and you can buy a tub of, you know, like your favourite.
Are they coming in big tubs, do they?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't know they
which
come
in big
tubs.
Which is why they do the mixes.
Holy moly.
I guess some people like to have a variety, but if
I'm a bit like that.
Yeah.
If you find one that you really, really get
variety is the spice
into,
of life.
So you can make your own, Dan.
Yeah. Well, this is fun, isn't it? It's like crafting.
Yeah.
See what you did there.
So you're a big energy drinker, you aren't you? So
I am.
What do you think of this in comparison to?
I've had one energy one, and I did feel. I don't think it's as hard as other ones that I've tried, but I don't know whether it was just time of day or what that I had it.
You don't want one
but
to eat your heart, though, do you?
Yeah, but to be fair, and a can of Monster don't make me.
No.
Don't wire me up anyway, so even if it wants to go with somebody who don't usually have it.
Well, I guess you want one that...
Because I have a lot of caffeine in a
lasts
day.
Lasts a bit.
Yeah, I have a lot of caffeine.
Coffees.
Tried reducing caffeine.
I was chatting to Chappers the other day, and he was like, oh yeah, I'm 4 cans of Relentless a day and
espressos.
Fucking
shut up,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, coffees and I was like, fuck.
Yeah,
me.
I'm still for his 90-hour weeks.
Yeah, I know. No, yeah. Like that cunt will still be twitching for fucking 24 hours after he's dead.
I'll tell you what else with these and all. What's good with these is if you buy them in packs, you have an initial outlay, but it works out like 80 pence a drink.
Yeah, they're dead cheap. Yeah.
Dead cheap. Instead of buying
half
like,
a price of a Monster.
You go in a garage and buy a Monster, but they're 4 quid.
Yeah. Two
I think it's
80
pence if you
places.
Buy the bigger tub.
Yeah.
So obviously you get...
But even that, then these sachets are still cheaper than...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Cheaper than buying a proper
like
energy
quid,
drink.
Especially if you'd have to go to services to buy them.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But when you do go onto the website and buy them, make sure you use our code. It'll be posted on...
Or follow the link from socials.
Or follow the link from the socials. We're posting that around a bit, aren't we? But we'll post the code on the episode notes and stuff.
Well, there's two codes, you see. There's one, which is JTA Pod 5.
Yes.
Which gets you £5 off a starter pack.
Yep.
And then there's JTA Pod, which gives you 10% off of any other orders.
Boom.
Which I've ordered myself a nice shaker with a cobra on front of it. Yeah.
With a cobra? Yeah.
So that's the thing, isn't it?
I've got a nice shaker.
Is that for the citrus one?
Holy on the front
yeah.
of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got all this stuff with all the nice flavours, and this is the sort of thing that we like, product that we like. Yeah. We're actually going to actually...
I like the packaging as well.
I'm going to bite myself.
Yeah, they're all funky, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're
not just like a same coloured packet with just a label on it.
Yeah, for truckers, it's handy, isn't it? When you've got your water, you can just pour one
exactly,
of them into
yeah,
top of water.
Top.
I do drink an awful lot of water.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to? Is having a big bottle of water in my fridge.
Oh, fuck off, boring cunt.
Yes.
Get some ice cubes in your freezer.
Do you know what? I've got...
In summer.
I could get an ice cube tray or a bag of ice cubes.
I keep a bottle of water in my freezer. So it keeps it cold over the weekend, keeps the stuff in the fridge cold over the weekend.
That was my idea, that
was good idea, that.
No, I don't do that.
Do you do that, Josh?
No, I don't do that. No, actually, I
haven't got one. Oh, you haven't got one.
Do you know what? Wait for the fucking day when I get a nice new one. And it's
can't wait for you to go in my
fridge, is it? We'll go all lab on you and they'll send you a fleet spec.
Fleet spec MAN.
It will be a fleet spec, not be an MAN.
No, it winds him up more than a fleet spec motor, does it?
There's no need. Chill out, man. Just relax, mate.
It's all right. Don't matter what other people do.
It's funny because you know when he's getting a bit leery because he's either had not enough Red Bull or he's had too much.
Jesus Christ, yesterday too much.
Too much yesterday. He started fucking losing his words. He was like, there.
They were all over the place.
But he's like, oh, you fucking wanker in your fucking fleet spec lorry. You've not even got fucking painted wing tops.
Oh, let me tell you something, an old lab. If you sat and have a noisy that much, just turn the sound off.
Shut up, bitch.
Just stop screaming at her, just turn the sound off, and that'll eliminate one of your problems.
Gets me someone to argue with, isn't it?
Isn't it? But I stopped with my mate Chappers the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and seeing as you've left.
Who's Chappers? We hardly ever mention it.
Got a new boyf now, haven't I? But he did give me a present to pass on to you.
Did he? What did he give
which
you?
Which I've got here for you.
What's that?
It's a keyring. It's a keyring that he's won for you. There you go, you can have that. You read what
he
says.
100% gypsy.
Was it like 2 pence machines?
Two pence slots in arcade.
Do you know where that's going to go? I'm gonna stick that to my nameplate in the window.
Yeah, 100% gypsy. Yeah.
Not on you.
How did you put it on your pony?
On my pony?
Yeah. Stick it through its ear like an earring.
If it was brass, then I would.
Can you only use brass on
glasses?
Yeah.
All
oh,
right.
get the brasso out and shine
it's
it.
It's Appleby soon, isn't it? Won't you be going up there? Need to be setting off too.
To be sure. Long way.
How long does it take on Oss to get up there?
Oh, I don't know. Too long.
About 5 days.
One Oss power. I was talking to Felwell yesterday because he's on farm. And is it Meg's farm that he works?
I think it's his family's.
It's
girlfriend's
Meg's family.
Her family's. So he started with that, isn't it? And it's like the world of farming is very strange, isn't it? Involved and stuff, and it's like its own world with how they operate and the money and the just what they get for stuff. It all just seems really weird.
Well, they're not very profitable, are they?
Well, I think they used to be. Well, you don't see a poor farmer, do you?
You don't see a poor farmer.
I only know this, though, from Clarkson's farm.
Yeah.
From watching that, and he, like, does all his annual thing, and he ends up, like...
15
know.
Quid up.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like 15 quid. And
it's
you're
fucking
like,
mad, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
What's the point?
Breaking even. And that's where he is, startup money as well. But I think a lot of farmers didn't like him getting involved at the beginning. But I think what he's actually done is create.
It's showing a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, he's brought like attention to everything that needs attention.
But he did rock up with a fucking Lamborghini tractor in
that's
true
Clarkson
fashion.
I like that off road Bentley that he razzes through fields. His office green, and that's right, good.
Talking of that, I've got some of his beer delivered.
Ooh, oh,
I did actually mean to bring three bottles for you.
Oh, buried it. Motherfucker. Buried it.
Was it Hawkstone?
Yeah.
Is that the brand?
Right, we'll nip to your house on my own.
Okay. I've got to go do a thing first.
You've got to do a thing.
Just wait.
I've done a thing.
Not like you, Dan. Busy.
Got some stuff on.
Yeah.
Was that somebody's ass have on your screen, Dan?
Have you tried that Hawkstone?
Yes, I had three last night before I passed out.
You had three and you were bringing us one each.
Yeah,
cheers, Dan.
I've got...
I've got like 12
of them. Have you? What, have you got them? Did you order them?
Yeah, I paid for them.
Did you?
I got them for free.
Thought we were just that big now that he sent us
something. Sunday Times Wine Club is sending us stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, you've changed.
Just because of how big we are.
Yeah. Speaking of how big we are, did you see how big they were on socials over there? Holy mama.
What? Chappers' balls? Oh, the boobs.
Yeah, Chappers' balls, yeah.
Chappers' balls. Everybody saw Chappers' balls.
His balls, his boobs.
I got eye-raped by Chappers.
That's on...
I beg your pardon?
I got eye-raped.
That's on Discord,
was
that,
it like poked you in the eye with his...
No, he raped my eyes with his picture. I was like, oh my God, there's dick and balls.
Oh, like it's danglers.
Had a lovely time.
A lovely time.
I liked it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. He's some fucking boy, isn't he, Chappers?
He is, isn't he? Well, I think Spike called him out on Discord and is like, right, you need to up your game because I've done like a trousers round ankles piss.
So this is the bit of the Discord where now and again people just take a photo of themselves on the toilet.
Yeah.
Just for our own kind of amusement.
It is actually
as weird as it sounds, to be fair.
It's good though, isn't
Spike
it?
Spike and Chappers have really fucking up the game.
And to be clear,
it's going to take some beating.
There was no... You know, the contents of the toilet being shown. It was just sat on the toilet, having a laugh. And then somebody, it was Spike, wasn't it? Decided to prop his photo up against his camera up against the sort of side of the wall and show him from a distance. Stood up, having a piss, like you were like a kid at
like you did at primary school.
Yeah, when you those kids that pull the trousers around so their ankles to have a piss.
I had to do that in pubs then. when you've had a few pints, just put your trousers all the way down.
It guarantees
so uncomfortable.
It guarantees that nobody stands at the urinal at the side. Yeah, that's for sure.
You never know.
Stand in the middle.
If you welcome everybody in when they walk through the door as well.
Join me.
Come on, yes.
Oh,
you'd be all right doing that in Manchester on Canal Street. We all like shared toilets.
Oh, that's not the place to do it. No.
Did you not see a picture on...
I think you're invited.
Canal Street.
Yeah. I don't know what I saw it on the other day, but they were like three blokes stood at urinals and then a woman that had dropped hers to the floor and were literally leaning on wall and just pissing in a urinal.
Levered.
Yeah, I think so.
How does it do that?
Because it doesn't just
force it out.
It doesn't just drop out, does it? It does actually
does
have not? A bit of a stream.
It goes forward, doesn't it?
It always reminds me of Full Monty. When those two women come in the toilet.
Yeah, clips a leg on
there's too much of a queue for the... And I'm like, and she just stands there, and I'm like, what?
Well, I
blew my mind when I saw that.
They do sort of cup under, though, don't they? So I suppose if you get close enough,
yeah,
it's easy, isn't it?
And if you're busting enough and there's enough pressure...
Yeah.
If girls want to get in touch and tell us how you fire your wee out, you have to like push a muscle down.
I think we covered this.
Press a button.
Have we?
Months ago.
Went. Did you ever see that video of that woman in nightclub that like is absolutely destroyed and pisses in that pint glass and puts it on thing and that other lass just picks it up and swats it out? You not seen that?
Yeah, once she throws it at her.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Half face, she's just going to drink it.
No, she like pisses in this glass, this bird. She's obviously like...
Steaming.
Yeah, wrecked. Don't know should what not be is. Here. Yeah. And she just pisses in this glass and puts it on side and somebody's videoing. And then she just like looks at her, picks glass up and swats it down her back. But she don't flinch. Like, she clearly don't know it's even happened.
Yeah, don't know what day it is.
No.
I think this is what it's going to be like at Lincoln.
It's going to be that kind of thing. Yeah.
Ash is going to have wee all over him.
Right, Lincoln. I am going to be stopping of it. I'm not going to like it.
I am
going to moan about it.
You're going to sleep outside, aren't
I? I will cry about it as much as you cry about scanners, but I can't not stay, can I?
No, you can't not.
I can't not stay. So, right, lads, I need some stuff. I need a sleeping bag. I need an airbed. I need a pillow.
Buy a sleeping bag. Get one of those car airbeds that go in.
What's a car airbed?
It's like you're in like estates and stuff. You can lay back seats down.
I just get in your office with you.
No, I'll be in my tent box.
Yeah, but
I'll just be in boot with your car.
You can go in car.
You can be upstairs. You can be downstairs.
I might get in your tent box with you. It's a two-manner.
No, it's a four-manner, but you're not getting in.
I am. Watch. He'll get in and I'll already be there.
Hi, Dan.
Do you think I'm going there without a padlock on my door?
You'll have to try and get me out.
We have all weirdos following us.
How do you work with that?
Well, I want to camp over, and I don't actually know if I've got a small enough tent I've got a massive one.
Small enough.
Well, I've got a massive one, like I've a family size one, which is...
The trouble is with tents, it's going to get set on fire at some point.
But do you know what? I am thinking about...
Why? Why is it?
Because everyone will just get carried away.
It's not Glastonbury.
Yeah. Everyone will just get carried away.
It's not Leeds Festival.
Like in between us, that scene where like we run out of things to burn.
When we're all vomiting.
Fucking deck chair.
When we're all vomiting in this tent box. Oh, I feel a bit funny from that sausage, Dan.
You're not in my tent box, man, have you?
That happens to me at Leeds Festival.
He's got Laurie with TV, can't put with him.
I don't care.
He's got Corey with him.
Top and tail.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have Corey with me. I did say to him, if I didn't have Corey with me, he could have jumped in captain's chair.
Corey, I'm not sleeping in captain's chair. You'd sleep in that. I'd be guest.
Fucking, you can get fucked.
He could curl up in a ball in the middle of the thing.
If
I switched the fridge off, because it's nice and big, you would actually nestle in there, lovely.
Yeah. No, so I think I am going to...
Lay at my feet, bitch.
And if I do like it, because in fairness, every single time I've camped, it's not been hot. So you wake up at night like,
it's not going to be hot. Yeah,
the hardship of having a crap night's sleep or being a bit hot or a bit cold or a bit uncomfortable is worth it for all the fun either side of it.
What are you guys doing then, Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday night into Sunday, yeah.
Saturday, Sunday.
Will be, won't it?
Yeah.
You're going to get this booked to what?
You're coming Saturday, out, bro.
Yeah.
Well, am I booking it?
Did we not say that you were booking it?
No, I don't think so.
You're in charge of all admin.
Didn't I say you were booking your own? And no.
And then being reimbursed?
No.
I think that's what I said.
I don't think
because everybody's doing different things. I remember writing it.
Yeah, but we'll do it the same thing now.
Well, we've decided now that you're booking it. So there you go.
We'll do it the same thing.
I'll talk to you all after it, but I'm pretty sure that you get a couple of adult tickets with a truck, and then a support vehicle also comes with a couple of adult tickets. So we could sort it that way.
Where did that come from?
It's Lisa walking about upstairs.
Can you actually get support vehicles in? Because it's all right as...
You probably need to go at the same time.
If you can't get a support vehicle in and we go up and then you can't get in, then we'll be proper effed, won't we?
We won't be proper
effed. Effed in the B.
It's 5-10 minutes from my house, so it'll be all the local lads. I'll know them all. You'll be fine. I'll just get you let in.
Be all weirdos.
Just get you let in.
Did they get them all off the waltz?
Local gypsies running security.
With a vest and trackies on.
That squeaky floorboard fucking stinks.
Does it?
Yeah.
Smell like bacon sandwich.
Oh,
it was lovely that way, didn't it?
Yeah,
don't get that in one, do we?
I tell you what, that was great. That bacon, sausage, egg, and tomatoes with mushrooms and an ash brown.
Don't get that in one.
I get fucking greeted like that every Saturday.
I mean, to be fair, you wouldn't get that if we were here every Saturday, so I don't blame Matt.
Are we having one for next episode as well?
what's for dinner?
Yeah, I'll just get one on
breakfast
now.
Breakfast is sorted.
No, I'm going to be having some of these. I don't know which one to try, though.
Don't have them all. Yeah, you just have one.
It's not a calorie intake.
No, I know it's not, it's but I don't know which one to try. Cactus camel.
doing lines that's of them off the table.
I might have an iced tea, but mango and passion fruit.
That lime and mint one doesn't seem appealing to me.
And by the way, people.
Oh, I love mint. That.
If you think...
that one.
Yeah.
Have you got yours yet? Your share?
No.
If you think it's not doing its job, please do not snort it.
Yeah,
don't sniff
lime
it.
Lime and mint and matcha and green tea.
It's not that kind of bag.
No.
Oh, does that matcha one, does that mean you've got to have one of them little spoon things? The little matcha whisk?
Yeah, I'll have them and you can have them.
That the Chinese people at matcha have?
They're brownies, yeah. But I'm going to order... What kind of boxes are there? Because we've got two different boxes here.
There's three boxes because Ash took one.
Oh, hang on then.
One's a hydrate, one's a tea, and one's an energy.
So that's the categories, like...
Yeah.
Can you get a variety one then?
I don't know.
That's got like a couple of energy, a couple of iced tea, and a couple of...
Yeah. That'll be a starter pack, won't it?
I'm going to get me sent on the website and I'm going to order some.
You should do.
Holy. Go to the Holy website. Don't go to the Holy website because you're on the wrong website.
Don't go to the Holy website. Follow one of our links through our socials.
Yeah.
And then it'll add it straight away.
Holy moly.
Have we got...
And you can't put both codes on at once. I did try.
You always try.
I would definitely try to.
Have we got a Patreon list?
We have, yeah.
I don't just run through it.
Well, I'm going to start with number one.
It's that big now. We might have to do it in two bits.
Not now, we won't. Wait a bit.
I'm going to start with number one. Luke Chappers Chapman.
Yeah. We'll come back to it because I've not done it yet. Hang on.
Number one gets mentioned twice.
Oh, he's not put... Oh. I thought he'd put thingy on.
Has Matt had order this all week?
No, but... it's been there all week. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, for 2 weeks.
I thought you'd have had it home.
Have you pressed record?
I've not had it ever. I've not put sounds on it. I thought you were going to put Wanker at Weeks on. intro and outro, but I thought fucking useless, Matt.
Everybody else usually gets bastard because they're not going to
put shag
fucking
in
useless, things.
Yeah, fuck's sake, Matt. Fancy going away and enjoying yourself.
No commitment.
Bastard. You bastard.
What a bastard.
You need to get that as a button.
What well, we do?
Sean Bean is really passionate.
Cutting, done it off
and
at
his bastardisms.
You bastard.
See, is it done?
Who won as a competition? As a competition? Gobble job. Yeah. Congratulations.
It was a giveaway, well done, weren't it?
That were it, yeah. Can't remember what.
Fellwell, who calls it a fix every time, he was the next person on the right. Next to him. That's happened a couple of times.
So what's going to happen when he wins?
Well, I'm not. Felt, I'm just gonna,
are you going to just
I've got so, to now fix so that was a it false, so he can't win?
And then,
yeah, because
I was
going to
say
it,
if it lands on his name, you've just got to the wrong person spin the wheel again.
Accidentally press it.
Yeah, you've only fucked it for yourself, Thelma.
Stop moaning about it all the time. He's like, I can't actually let you win now.
So what did Mark win?
In his little bag, he had some just like bits that we've been given. And then he had, there were lanyards, two cherry poppies, a plaggy cup. It did have a hat in it, but because when I seen him over a month,
you
I
gave him
a
one,
hat,
yeah.
I took that out.
He's only got one head, yeah. He doesn't need two hats.
Yeah, no, he's not giving him stuff to give away to somebody else. It's not, it don't roll down.
Well, that's what he's doing. Is you
he's
know,
to go to a fan, go to
know,
Eddie, innit?
Yeah, you know, Eddie. Eddie that didn't get kidnapped and murdered by Goebbels, because I had to do a life check on him.
Good idea.
a welfare check.
Yeah, a welfare check. I met up with him at him and Goebbels at Conigarth, I think it was.
He did a tip touch.
A little tip touch. Made sure Eddie was still alive and he was an actual person and Goebbels weren't making it up.
And he is an actual person.
Was he under duress? Did he like... No, he had... Was he like blinking?
He had jeans on.
Yeah, he was fully clothed.
They made me laugh. They made me laugh at CB over there because...
Blink three Goebbels, times Goebbels if comes
on,
you.
Yeah, Goebbels comes on and he goes, "Alas." And we're like, we think this is code. Are you talking about Alastair?
Alastair,
yeah.
But anyway, what I was getting to is he's sharing his stuff with Eddie.
Yes.
Because Eddie's going to be getting a truck. And that is very generous of him, yeah.
It did. Mark sent me a video of him opening it, and it was like a very small child at Christmas.
It was,
how giddy you were. Did you see it?
Yeah, I received the same bit video.
Yeah, bless him.
He was like, "Oh my God." can you just hold my phone for me? Hold my phone for me. Yeah. Well, to his missus.
Ed Alistair holding phone.
Like, probably a year ago.
Alastair.
Yeah. Probably a year ago when we obviously weren't as big as we are now, because we're constantly growing. But I stopped in a truck stop when I stopped to be a German, and this kid called Cam.
Yeah.
Cam Raven.
Is that Cam Raven?
Cam Ravan.
Fucking hell.
And I just sat there, and it was when we were all like dishing, sticking stickers and what have you, and I had a few in my pocket, and I were like talking to Cam about it, and I like chucked him a few stickers, probably, I don't know, three stickers, something like that.
Yeah.
Puts a picture on over there, like a sticker covering his nipple, replicating the boob one that we got sent. And, I'm like, that just looks like one of them that I ripped up. I'm like, is that still one of them? He's like, yeah.
Can't let go of it.
Just get some more bought you tight get.
Does he want you to sign it?
So this is a message to you, Cam. Buy some stickers.
See people, I try to give them stickers if I've got them.
If I touch people.
When I saw Eddie and Goebbels, I completely forgot. And I also saw, when we did the fucking JTA finger bang with...
with everybody.
Springy, Byron. Oh, who was there? Springy, Byron, Dev.
Bev.
Bev. And there was one more person.
There were loads of you.
Byron.
There were plenty. Ash Cronin.
Byron, Dev.
Ash Cronin. Yeah, that's
Ash
it.
Ash Cronin were there, weren't
it? So, do apologise. It was a week or two ago.
Slept since then.
Yeah, I was meant to give him some stickers. I got the stickers out, laid them on my bed, ready to hand them over.
And then just forgot.
Come on, guys.
I got all overexcited with the tip touch. And then I was like, okay, thanks, bye. And off I went. And I was like, fuck, I've still got your stickers.
I bet that were ridiculous.
Did you want them to suck a dick for a sticker?
Did you see all them like middle of trowel? Middle of trowel, that lot. So
everybody else will be like, what?
Everybody else
what the
doing?
Fuck are these guys doing?
It's okay. Some sort of weird cult. Famous. I'm a famous guy. It's fine.
Hang on, that looks like a dickhead off the back of that trailer.
To be fair, though, they were all wearing merch as well, weren't they?
Yeah, there was.
Everybody had some gear on.
Yeah.
Amy says you were at her place yesterday.
Yeah.
I went, what? Ash was delivering at your place? I went, Well, yeah.
But she was proper moist.
She was slipping all over.
It was on the back of a trailer anyway. Yeah. You've just ruined that, Ashley.
Sorry, Amy.
Ruined it.
Sorry, Amy.
I just put a wet floor sign down.
I'm going to play this bit. Five,
please.
Should be horrified.
That happens every day.
Get into trouble.
You're end.
Dan's definitely listen, getting in trouble right. for that.
No, I'd have to play that bit.
Oh, I'll play that clip to her.
Clip it for her.
Clip it up. Like a slip and slide.
Ooh, all right, you go.
See, she spews.
Howard.
Bless her.
Well, your missus just come in here in her pants trying to put us off.
I know she did, yeah. You're lucky she's got a bra on.
She brushed a boob on my shoulder, unlucky. To be fair.
Yeah.
I'm not washing this jumper again.
Yeah.
You're not washing that jumper again?
No.
Why won't she getting ready to do a skipping challenge?
Just a boob on it.
She's just an ordinary person. Yeah.
So?
It's just an ordinary
person. It's like a party here. Like you've come in, you've had your breakfast and that. She ran about doing a skipping, so that's your entertainment. And then she's got a lemon drizzle for you to leave with.
Really?
Oh, get a party bag.
Lemon drizzle.
Yes, stay here. At least a lemon drizzle. Banging
just,
as well.
You've just made me wet.
Party bag.
Lemon drizzle.
Can we have a slippery floor sign, please?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my word. But the only downside to lemon drizzle is it's made with sweetener instead of sugar.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Still nice, though.
It's fine. Yeah,
it's good for you. Good for you.
The big grizz lemon drizzle.
It is better for you. My eating's going all right. I'm still doing it.
You're eating?
Still eating.
Me eating, yeah. Me healthy eating.
I'll tell you what.
Your t-shirt's looking baggy, yeah?
I know. I put on the, you know my blue one, the quid's a quid one?
Yeah.
It looks like a tent.
Does it?
That's good,
yeah, it looks great big,
it used
yeah.
to be too small for you, that.
It didn't used to be too small.
Oversized.
It were bought as an oversized fit shirt. But it looks looks too big now. Done £21.
Yeah,
£21 well down.
It's quite cheap, really.
Oh. Yeah, it's not cheap. It has cost me some money, but it's working. So
it's expensive to eat better, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah.
Let me tell you this: canteen at work, which is a subsidised.
You
canteen,
were spewing about it? This when you were telling me yesterday.
So normally you can go in there and get a breakfast for like £2.50, can't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Now normally go in, I have two poached eggs, two brown toast. Beans, tomatoes, mushrooms cost about £2.30, something like that. So then I'd seen that they've got some veggie sausages there, and I'm not veggie. Normally very against it, but because trying to lose weight, they're better for me.
Veggie sausages are nice.
They're all right, to be fair. So I'm like, I'll have two veggie sausages as well. Goes to till, £4.30, something. All right. So I paid it, and then I was reading time while they were making me poached eggs, and it said, any five breakfast items, £2, something. And I said, would I have been better telling you I just had five breakfast items. She's like, no, it doesn't include veggie sausage. They're £1 each.
A fucking pound each?
Pound each.
Yeah, costs a lot to not eat
meat. Robbing bastards.
Take piss. Like,
next time, I'll just not have them.
Well, veggies are ruining it well, aren't they? We all soya fields.
Yeah.
Charge them out
fucking
of it.
Fucking wrecking everything.
They're wrecking everything.
Just price them out of the fucking thingy.
We had a veggie on CB over there.
It's always been dear, though, isn't it?
Rob. I want to say it's Rob Sindel, but it just comes up
no,
saying Rob.
Not
is it
Rob
not?
Sindel, no, I asked him the other day. What's the other, is it Rob Senior? One of the other patrons we've had.
Yeah.
It just says Rob.
Yeah. It's Rob
so
Thomas
I don't know
as
who
well.
It is.
Yeah, it might be him.
But come on, say
that's
it's
Mr.
Veggie.
Rob though, isn't it, Rob Thomas?
60 odd year old
is
or something, isn't it?
Is it one of those things that,
60.
How do you know when somebody's a vegetarian?
They'll tell you. It's like how do you know somebody does CrossFit? Because they'll tell you.
We was going through CB the other day and everyone was like, oh, fucking Bing's well old because he's 43, and that Rob was like, fucking hell.
Harold's dead.
I've got kids that are 30, 35.
Harold's dead because he gets a lot of bastards.
I think
for being
he's
old,
about 44.
He? Is he?
Yeah. Do you know what? That guy, I've never fucking, he's a fucking unit. Sorry, I said fucking quite a lot there. He is a right unit.
That's all you ever do.
He's a right unit. He's massive.
I've not met him yet. He looks dead short though, on things. Yeah, is he stocky?
No, he's like a ball of muscle.
Oh, yes.
He's a very well built man.
Ball of muscle, Dev.
Very well built man.
Is that?
Did you lovely see his guy, fancy hoodie? Is embroidered hoodie?
No, he didn't have it on.
I saw it on picture with him. I saw it on picture with Tim, but I only saw from.
It's nice with stealthy colours.
Is it? I don't like my hoodie, and I know
that's
you got
same colours as yours. Is
you got offended when I said I didn't like my hoodie the other day.
The grey one.
Yeah, you got.
Is it because you didn't
got quite abusive towards me?
Fit you comfortable.
Well, mine. See, it's like when I went for a suit fitting for my auntie's wedding. They're all like skinny, like him. And when they went for fitting, they were like, "Well, your uncle and others have had these. but you can't have them. you've got to have these bits. And I'm like, well, that's fine.
Yeah, but you're a rugby player, aren't you? Yeah.
So when it comes to like all those hoodies and stuff, all grey hoodies all fit you all like dead nice, like quite straight, and they're not as wide as they are tall like mine is.
Yours looks lovely on you,
but
Josh.
Now I've lost a bit of weight as well, it's even bigger and I just feel dead uncomfortable in it.
Looks lovely. I always thought that yours looked nice on you, to be fair.
It did fit nice, doesn't it? Nice. Now, like I said, now I've lost a bit, it's a bit.
You've got to put some back on it, yeah.
No, I'm just, I need a new one.
Stop being so worried.
I need a new uniform.
Stop worrying about it. I think my jumper's shrunk.
I need a new uniform.
Yeah. After Christmas.
Yeah.
You've just filled it out. Your jumper's not shrunk.
No, it's...
It's all that gym work.
I think it accidentally got tumble dried, guys. I think that's what it is.
But I need some new uniform, Dan. Have you got an order form?
Yeah.
Can't order for
one in.
Order forms the phone number of the bloke who does it.
Yeah.
Just talk to him. I do need some more stuff. But kids are wanting some stuff for summer and that, like a t-shirt and stuff. So
I need to get Corey a couple of t-shirts for Lincoln.
I've just spent a fortune on embroidered stuff. That one of yours is that hoodie, which is like the cheapest of one. I got a soft shell embroidered and a gilet.
Thank you, Bob.
I think it might be.
I think it might be. You look right twatting your Wolverine.
He's going to have to get some
Volvo
fucking
hat, Volvo socks,
some bootcut jeans and some Chelsea boots, aren't you?
It's because I've watched Yellowstone. Boots,
whatever they call.
The more I watch Yellowstone, I catch up with everything. The more I come on with country.
You should be driving around with a tang hat on.
Don't tell her I've just bought a Levi's jacket worth 100 quid.
We still got hats.
Sherpa jacket, that's going through post. Don't get delivered today while she's there.
Have we still got hats?
Do we still have hats?
Yeah, in the
woolly hats.
JTA tang hats.
Tang hats.
They still exist on
in the shop, but we've not ordered any. But people might not be ordering them because it says there isn't any.
So there you go.
Just get some and get some printed. But
yeah, maybe just change it on website that there is some, and we'll just
it's not my job.
Order them.
Deal with it when it comes to it.
Yeah,
no, not my job.
Oh, is it not?
Yeah.
Right. It's Matt's Avenue, that isn't it?
It might be like a.
What, ordering stock?
No.
Like,
oh, change it website. Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Could do it as like a,
pay
with a lead time.
Someone comes to me and they're like, oh, how much are your t-shirts? I'm like, I fucking know.
Yeah. What have you got?
Message Dan and ask him.
Got shop and buy it.
You see this QR code? Yourself on the website.
Follow the fucker.
That's it, innit? Yeah. But yeah, I do need some new stuff. So I'm going to get some.
Embroidered stuff.
Yeah, probably.
I could do with another couple of black t-shirts, I think.
I've got the website of the catalogue. It should be off air, really. But I've got the website of the catalogue where you can go and pick your own stuff.
Have you?
And then we can send it to him for...
We'll have a look.
Embroidery.
Right.
So anybody that wants some embroidering doing, Dan's got the website for the catalogue, so you can have a look.
There you go. I got my little custom Viking hats as well on my poppies.
Yeah, look good,
I got from Charlie. At Pucker Ledgers, which code still works there, by the way.
It does.
15% off.
Don't forget
Pucker Ledgers.
That's good, that.
Because
such a lovely guy.
My new best friend Josh, that works at my place now.
It's all coming out now.
No, I really got a new best friend Josh, but we have got another Josh working at James Jacqueline with me, and he
is ordered, it Silver Motor.
He's the Silver Motor, and I tell you what, he's done a very good job of it. He's really brought it up nice and clean. Yeah,
he did
an order for Pucker Ledgers, and. He forgot to use the code.
We know somebody else who did that.
Dumbass.
Lenge did that. Put an order in, yeah.
Could have saved him some 15%.
Innit? That's it.
Because he doesn't just do the ledges, he does stickers.
All sorts of stuff.
He does fucking
them flags.
Loads of bits. Yeah.
Them little flags.
He's going to start doing merch, I think.
Yeah.
Them thing holders. That are really good.
Sunglasses. Yeah,
do you know what? Then. Mine's brilliant.
Even fuck car.
James used my truck last week while I was off.
Scumbag.
And he was like, where did you get that thing that your sunglasses hanging from? I was like, Pucker Ledgers.
Use that code. Jeez,
so I might have to be ordering a few of them.
Yeah, something so simple, isn't it?
Yeah. My son is living it.
You literally don't.
Just a stretch away.
Something that you didn't know you needed.
Yeah.
But you do.
Yeah, that's it.
You really do.
Exactly.
Just hold them out of the way.
Because otherwise, if you have them in your glasses case and you quickly need to grab them, you're like, shit, where is it? Locker or shelf.
And if you think about it, if you are ordering the ledges and you use our discount code, if you put the sunglasses holder in
JTA pod, by the way,
with it, yeah, use our discount code JTA pod. Put the sunglasses holder in with it. You're not paying for the sunglasses holder, essentially, are you?
No,
because it's coming off your price.
Exactly. It's great. We've got all these genius, all these companies and people that want to be involved with us.
It's just fucking deal, world man. Domination, isn't it?
Yeah, just a big deal. I said this to Lisa the other day when we had them pictures of boobs sent to us. It says we've made it now. we've just made it.
Do you know what? I'm going to say, I made my day seeing that picture.
Yeah.
Boobies.
Boobs are great.
I love boobs.
We've got a present for you guys. I was like, oh, what's this? Fucking nice one.
when
be a present if stickers, weren't they?
So it was boobs, and over the nipples were some of our awesome stickers.
Yeah, I think I've all seen it. I've seen my inbox.
I just wanted to say that it's not just boobs.
Not just boobs.
Not just boobs. They were
lots of penises.
JTA
about.
Boobs.
They were lovely boobs.
Yeah.
I
Matty Powell sent me some. This was like Laura's when I got that stuff from Matty Powell who was the just talking about the Dijon mustard that got delivered for him. She's like, What? Why are people sending you things like this? I'm like, it's just what happens now.
I'm famous now.
So somebody sent you some mustard.
And she went, and you're giving our address out and then slagging me off all the time. I'm like, well, hopefully somebody will come and offer you when I'm at work. Do a job for me.
Have you mentioned that before then? That somebody sent you some mustard from mustard?
I believe so, yeah.
He didn't send it from mustard. He sent it from Dijon.
From Dijon.
Dijon is a mustard.
Yeah.
So it's a mustard. I think
whereabouts mustard. In France are you going? I'm going to mustard.
I think it replaced before it was a mustard.
It was.
I don't know.
It blew Seb's mind over there because we're talking about the colour orange.
What came first?
And the orange or the orange? I'm saying the orange, the colour is named after the fruit. And he's like, what? Because like, orange didn't exist back then. And then he was like, how can a colour not exist? I'm like, because it's not been made.
Yeah.
It existed, it weren't named, were it?
No, because they're, that's why it were a colour.
Or everything just black and white?
A robin red breast, because they're not red, are they? They're orange. But they didn't have a name for orange then, until we had oranges imported. So then that, it, like, it just could not get
very creative, by the way, like, what is it? It's an orange.
I can't get my head around that.
Well, it's like banana.
So what do other countries call it then? Where oranges are like banana? Like when they grow on trees?
Well, they might call it, they call it a naranjas in Spain.
Isn't it orange?
Orange.
That'd be in France.
That'd be France. Yeah.
Orangio.
Yeah.
La orange.
Orangina.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, but like, that's like us calling a banana a yellow, isn't it? Yellow.
No, because there's the fruit. It's,
but the green when you pick
the
them.
Fruit is called an orange, and we just called the colour.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then us calling yellow banana.
Yeah. You're a banana.
So I sometimes think of weird stuff like this. Like, where does wind start?
But the thing wind? Is, we're thinking of weird start? Things. Oh, you're not
fucking
recording.
It, like,
it don't come out of a fan, does it? Like,
no, it doesn't.
What?
Where does it start?
Say that again.
It starts with temperature, doesn't it?
Say that again, Josh.
Where does wind start?
Temperature's created by the
difference between warm and...
Wind. Come on then, Mr. Science, like, tell me where does it start?
It's air pressure. Yeah, it's the jet stream.
So the sun
coming around
the heats the air, it gets warm. And while that's getting warm, heat rises and... And as that rises, it pulls in cool air down. So there's like a cycle.
And then
if enough of it happens,
I've just seen the top of Josh's head go
explode. Yeah, like just
mind blown.
It's just the thought of it. Like
it's nothing, though, is it?
Yeah.
That's why if you have a fan,
it is nothing.
Can't see it.
If you have a fan on the ceiling, it blows. You can have it so it blows down. So it blows the warm.
Yeah, but
the motion of the fan is what's creating the wind.
It's just moving it.
Yeah.
And obviously, because we don't live in a vacuum, you move the air and the air just goes into its place, isn't it?
It's like having Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It's like, I had the ones where, because we were then on colours and we were talking about, I said what Seb might see as green, because he likes green.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, you know grass is green, so you know that colour is green to you.
Mm.
So, but if I had my eyes in your head, that might be blue.
I've had this conversation.
Sure. I thought of this myself.
Nobody
and it
knows.
Gets a bit mixed.
Nobody knows can ever know that your green is the same as my green.
Oh, that's mental.
Isn't it?
It's and only until somebody's colour blind that their eyes or brain or whatever isn't working the same as other people. That's when there's a difference.
I find it mad when they put like them glasses on. You know, you see them videos of these colourblind people that will put these glasses on, they're just stood outside like, whoa.
It's all just how your brain's taking the signal, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've just got to find out what frequency your eyes ain't understanding to your brain.
Crazy, isn't it?
This is far too
educated. It'd be like when I first got my first pair of glasses when I was a kid and I looked out of my bedroom window, right?
You just walk into walls all the time.
And I looked out my bedroom window and the house over the back, I could see the different bricks.
Yeah.
Before then, it was just a blur. So the house was just a blur of the colour of the bricks and the mortar all merged. And I was like, it, I can remember vividly thinking, oh wow, bricks.
You were like, you know, Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man where he takes his glasses off.
And because I got my first pair of glasses in Meadow Hall, and you know you've got all the escalators,
yeah,
I nearly fell off the end of them because of the my feet fell
the depth perception.
Walking around like a drunk,
like on the is it Step Brothers where he puts his foot on it and it's just like on its elf in it, it splits all the way up. So
and if you see the chewing gum on the side, it's not free candy.
All right,
yeah, don't eat that.
And it's not gross. The world's best coffee. Don't talk Christmas films.
Congratulations! Woo, go!
World's best coffee.
Jeez. I'm going to chuck myself one of these drinks together.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you're going to make me one as well. I'm going to ask you.
Are we having a break or are we having a finish?
We'll wind this one up.
Winding this one up. Do we have to?
Up to you.
Don't forget we've got another one to get through. Running out of stuff to say.
Just finale game winners already.
Next week we have to get another one.
You were here having breakfast well early.
Next week we have to do something. Yeah.
They all know the score. They all know the score.
They do.
Which one are you going to have?
I don't actually know. I can't remember what flavours I've put in. But I'm going to have one of them. I might have that one there with the bird on it.
That one, that raspberry raptor.
Yeah.
That's an energy one, that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
I might not have that then.
I'm just going to have an iced tea. I love an iced tea.
I might have that actually, because it might perk me up for the next episode.
See, I do love an iced tea.
Next week.
I'll have it now and I'll be fine for next week.
Yeah. It'll kick in just in time.
Yeah. I love an iced tea, like a Lipton's iced tea. But they are like mega sugary, aren't they?
Yeah.
The lemon one's nice. I'm not a fan of the peachy one.
I find Lipton's a bit dry sometimes as well, don't you?
You ever had that where you drink something and it dries your mouth out? And you're like, that's weird.
Yeah. How it's can like, something wet be dry?
It's like a coffee isn't particularly thirst quenching, is it?
No.
But a cup of tea is.
Yeah.
That's like that, isn't it? It's kind of.
I don't know. I know when I'm ready for a coffee.
Yeah, but
if you're thirsty, you don't have a coffee.
Yeah, coffee dehydrates you.
No, it doesn't.
It's like an Anchorman where he's drinking milk. Sure, it does. And he's like, milk was a bad choice on a hot day.
Yeah, no, nobody ever thought, oh, I'm thirsty, I'm going to drink a pint of milk.
No.
Apart from Dan, because I bet he's a fucking weirdo.
I like milk.
I like milk. I like blue milk. Drink a glass of blue milk.
What, like from a space cow on Star Wars?
No,
it's blueberry cows.
Blue milk. Right. No, you know what I mean? Blue top.
All right,
blue top milk.
Full fat.
It's like yogurt,
yeah, full
isn't
fat,
it?
Yeah.
Thick.
It's like yogurt.
Yeah, it's nice cream, isn't it?
I do like
blue top milk in a coffee.
Great milk, check
out. Yeah, I like cream in a coffee, though.
Yeah, I do.
Proper cream.
I do too.
Mm.
I love coffee. Custard, but I'm not so much of a snob like you, though. Like, what? I can have like instant coffee out of a cheap jar.
Dehydrated shit.
But I can.
Yeah, me too.
Dehydrated.
I like proper coffee but I also appreciate. I'm happy to drink any old coffee.
Yeah. I can have it out of a shit machine at work, or I can have it out of a posh Starbucks machine. Do
just,
you know what I mean?
Just to elaborate, caffeine will dehydrate you through the energy thing, but because of the water that you put in your coffee, you're not going to be dehydrated after a coffee.
You know what I meant?
Yeah, but people think, people
are as daft as me.
I'm going to be thirsty after a coffee. No, you're not.
But it kind of makes you feel a bit
of water.
Coffee makes me feel a bit thirsty afterwards, even though I've had a drink.
All right.
Or if you sometimes go somewhere,
maybe it's just
like,
me. I don't know.
We went on a walk the other week up like Bradfield way, and we went to a pub. And I wanted a coffee, but I needed a drink as well. So it's like, I'll down half a pint of Coke and then I'll have a nice coffee.
Just a pint of lager and be a man.
Have a Guinness.
I went to the pub for a Coke. It's like going to a prostitute for a cuddle.
I might like that.
Do you know what? Oh, Lucy might really be a really good cuddler.
Said that rather the wrong person there, didn't I? Fucking Mr. Lover Brown over
here. It's all right, but once you've finished with him, you've got to lay him out and then you've got to lay on him and flop their arm over you.
The prostitute?
Yeah.
Because dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder where he was going there.
Tell you what though, you don't have to pay me for a cuddle.
It's not the same when they're not brown. Squeezing you, is it?
You don't have to pay them either, like technically. They just hold your money for a bit.
No, you just do what GTA does.
Who's GTA?
Do what you do on GTA, I mean.
Don't spell it out, then
pillage them.
Yeah. Nice, done it.
Whack them.
Hey, you've got this Patreon list.
I have, yeah.
moving swiftly on.
So, we haven't got a fanfare, can someone do one?
What? Okay, mate, get ready.
Because we were supposed to have a fanfare uploaded. But
fucking useless man, haven't done it.
Oh, bastard.
Right, okay, ready? Number one, Luke Chappy Chapman. Ah, three-way one.
Hey.
Chapman's got a three-way.
Clip that.
Number two is, I'm not numbering, I'm not naming him. Chairman Goebbels.
Goebbels, bastard.
We've got one of them,
you're making crap.
He knows I love him, really.
Stop making him press buttons. Crickets, what if he stops recording us?
Trombone.
But don't press the red one.
No, it's not that one.
Oh no.
Tim Westwood in the house.
I hope not. Keep away from them kids.
Well, this is fun. It's like crafting.
That's weird. I've just talked to myself.
Yeah. Shut up, Dan.
It's fun though, isn't it? Why is your torch on?
That's because I've tapped it.
He's such an old lady.
Because I've tapped it three times.
He's got all accessibility shite on.
Tapped it three times.
Mine don't do with that.
I don't know why I put it on once and then I've never took it off.
Turned it off.
Turn off.
You have to turn it on accessibility.
Off.
Come on, then, get on with it. Bloody hell.
Turning my torch off now. It's made me panic.
Right.
We've had Goebbels, haven't we? Jamie Fellwell, Mr. Fixer. Miller, Ian Croucher, Andon Dacos, Keegs, Liam Atkinson, Bruce. He hates it when I full name him, so just full named him.
Just turn the sat nav off.
Just chill out, Liam. You'll be all right.
Yeah, just chill out. Stop having free Red Bulls. No food and loads of fans. He was so wired. He was like, he was fucking all over the place.
I couldn't keep up with him.
Sun were out. He was just bouncing off it.
He was excited at the thought of us all going to Lincoln. He was like, I'm going to down so much vodka. And I was like, Liam, I'm not partaking
in
any
vodka. Are we
getting
this vodka? Are we doing this? I'm like, no. you're a little kid. We are not. No. we're really old.
You can take it. We can't.
We can't do this anymore. If I have half a bottle of vodka, I will not be moving for a month.
I will die.
Definitely
die. Literally die.
Ben Abrams, Dan Chandler Bing. It took a while to get what Bing was, you know, in his name. Chandler Bing. Dan Chandler Bing.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I never got that.
Somebody asked him on TV the other day and he explained it. I'm like,
I thought it was Bing Bunny.
Thomas.
I thought someone told him he looked like that or something.
Tom Oyland. Dougie's all in you. Pops Twinkle Dick. That's Pete.
Good old
Kerry Oxley, Blazer, Kurt Mayo, Kieran Eanes, Matt Frostick, Chuck Ashemus, Matt Ehrman, Rob Sindel, Baron Lockwood, Chris Senior, Mr. Rob, Nobby, Spike.
Spike for TikTok.
For TikTok. Why has he written all this on here? Lengy, Cronenberg, he's changed his name to, just to help us.
No, it's not. It's because when people was addressing him on the CB, it was Ash, and they didn't know whether he was talking to me or him.
So now he's calling Cronenberg.
We was both answering each other.
Right, Cronenberg. Aiden, Tim Hampson, Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Liam Spring, Dave Sheldon, Mick Isles, Bev Chamberlain, Andy Bigney, Scotty B, Dicey, Trucker Sound, Little Ben, Jason Hannon, Trucker Raff, Dan Kirtley, Cam Raven, Cameravan, Damo, Tony Brazier with the boobs, Stuart Lane, Gamekeeper Kenny, Tricky Rick, 6 foot, and Erin is on there now.
Hi,
Erin.
Ezra should have kept a feather.
Has she not got a feather no more?
No, she's got a 5.95 above.
Oh, like a feather.
Yeah, nice as well.
The yellow.
Yeah, rate smart.
Nice, they just make a great noise, don't they? Yeah. They don't go
anywhere.
They're
like go-karts. Yeah. They hold the road like they're on rails.
Yeah.
I'd never get in one.
I love the noise. You won't watch it.
It'd be like Hightower on backseat.
Clown car. Oh, that's good. Who's 6 foot? John.
Foot we're on. Think of the day he works for Metcalfs, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
We're talking about
him on Facebook. I didn't know who he was.
The proper Metcalfs, not the red ones.
Yeah, not the red ones.
The pretend ones.
Yeah, proper Metcalfs.
Isn't
that a lovely list?
TW Metcalf.
It's a lovely list.
Is it MW Metcalf?
I don't know.
Who Mikey works for?
That's 54 there.
54.
Is there?
54 absolute fucking legends. I just want to say thank you to every single one of you.
Aren't they good?
And also as well, I was on the CB yesterday, and I don't know if any of you lot was involved in the chat, but there was an incident on the M1 yesterday morning, which went throughout the day. It was
quite sad though, isn't it?
Quite a sad incident, yeah. And all the guys that was on the CB at the time was like, look guys, you know, if you're ever feeling that kind of way, just talk to me. And I just want to say the same stands for everybody else, and thank you, because it's not a nice place to be. And you know, everyone's here.
Yeah, we are finding out that more we go on and more people get involved is what kind of group we've got, aren't we? Mm-hmm. And what kind of old people that are. There's so many people, you know, through socials and stuff in week, I have so many messages I try to message everything back, but we're now talking like hundreds and hundreds in a week, and I can't get through all of them. I try to, right, but I will get round to them eventually, because if I open it, then I'll reply to it.
Yeah.
But it's just with stuff like that. If you can't talk to us, talk to one of us individually.
We've all got personal Instagram accounts to go with the pod. So.
And we're all on everything, aren't we? TikTok.
Ping us on that.
Yeah.
Brown's not on TikTok. He doesn't agree with it.
It's not really my thing.
I did a right good video the other day. I'm laughing at myself for ages.
Use the Manchester, that one. Yeah. Funny as fuck.
Funny. That one,
I was dying.
Yeah. Laughed at myself a lot.
But it's even on CB, we've had quite a few chats that have been a bit deep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We have had quite a lot of chats on there. And
it's heavy, not all just idiots.
Yeah, you don't need to sit on your own in your cab. Just get app downloaded. Midland CB Talk, get on JTA Pod. There's somebody on there pretty much all the time.
Literally everyone is welcome. Like, just come and say hello. Even if you're not...
Even if you don't want to. Yeah.
Some people just
sit there
come on every single day and don't
just
really
have a
talk.
Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know, I opened it up, after. I think it was nearly 10 o'clock one evening this last week, just because I wondered if anybody was on. And there was loads, and there was mid-conversation, and there were... Yeah, and I didn't hang around because obviously I was probably going to bed or something, but there was those people chatting, and it was late at night. In the evening, and
but
still
even,
on.
Oh, Fozzie works nights. Like he's on dead early in the morning. Well,
to the end of his
shift. Probably on earlier, but I don't really see it because I'm not on till like 6 in the morning normally. But even Fozzie's on at that time. Like there's somebody on there pretty much all time to talk away to and share experiences and what you're going through. There were a conversation on there the other day, and I joined a bit late, so I'm not 100% who were on it, but I'm sure Tim and Chappers were on there. And a couple of others, and they were talking about how they struggled being away from the kids. Yeah. Like they felt like they were leaving them and abandoning them to go to work and stuff. And and even if we don't know what you're talking about, there's plenty of people on there with share the same experience and talk about their feelings and how it goes about. And even just having a chat makes you feel a hell of a lot better.
Of course it does. Problem shared is a problem daft, isn't it?
That's it, isn't it? Yeah, it's...
Because sometimes when you're having a bad day, you get sort of wrapped up in your own thoughts, and it's easy to forget that other people have been there and experienced it, and
probably
talk to people. Yeah. I
think it was Springy that says, "I'd rather talk to you at 2 o'clock in the morning than attend your funeral."
Yeah, and not talk to you ever again.
Yeah, and you know, exactly. It's pretty hard, that, doesn't it?
Yeah,
but yeah, like I said, thank you guys. It's really, really good.
If you want to join us, Discord and extra content and stuff, you need to join us Patreon. There's three tiers. We've been through them enough times now, haven't we, that everybody knows what they are.
We've got quids a quid.
Yeah, quids a quid, 5 quid, 10 quid. You get different bits for different levels. But the CB Talk app is free. Anybody can join that. You ain't got to be part of Patreon.
Yeah.
We had up to like 20, we've had 20 odd people on it this week.
I think there was 25 in one day.
25,
that's what I mean, mental,
yeah,
isn't it? And it's only getting bigger and better, and your days fly by. But to get on as Patreon, there's links on justtruckingabout.co.uk. There's also links to Holy, which are our new affiliates. And there is links to Pucker Ledgers and everything else that we discuss and talk about. There's all sorts of shit on there. There's plenty to be going at. So if you want to get on there, justtruckingabout.co.uk. We're winding up. Yeah. I'm going to make one of these drinks. I'm gasping here. My bacon's done me in.
Yeah.
Make a drink, save it for next week.
Josh has not had bacon for 6 weeks.
I have a bacon because I can have that. It's free.
He's used up all his things for the weekend.
Free on Slimmers, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Aren't you, Josh?
You can just go down shop and get it.
What?
Just go down shop and get it.
It doesn't cost me any sins.
What's that? What's that building there? That looks like a pub on corner.
Flats. Like apartments now.
What? With a title on it.
For everyone that can't see us, we all just
sit on the lawn. If you drive around Village,
I don't know what these two are about now.
Jeremy White owns like half at Village. Was and it? When he builds a block or all like that, sticks his name all over it. Yeah, he's one of them.
Why are you talking about this now?
I was just wondering what
you should go and stick a bomb at JTA.
Yeah, come on, let's fuck off.
Look at JTA stick on his window.
We'll see there. Love you, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 lovely day.
Fucking love JTA me!